någonstans i Nordmark.
Oh, another week, another a special week. We're now in Sjöröd at Knäckebröd War, at Double Wars, and Bea is here somewhere. This is Sivana, as you might know. And I'm speaking English again in this special Knäcke episode of Någonstans i Nordmark, or somewhere in Drachenwald. And I'm standing actually in the kitchen. You might hear that in the aura, what did you say, the ambience of the... You have the coffee machine pouring away behind me. We have scrambled egg is made somewhere here in the vicinity, and I have the best kitchen crew of any time around me. Will you please now explain who are you, people? Who are you?
Hello, I'm Marit. I'm from Aros.
I'm Gudrun from
Hultvik. I'm Alienor from Arni Metsä.
I'm Ulfric from Ulberget.
And Sarah from Copenhagen.
Perfect. Tell me, why did you volunteer to be in the kitchen? Well, not just today, but at any point this week.
It's great to be participating in making the dream for everyone else at some point.
I love it because I get to know people more than just saying hello on the way at the camp.
True.
Being my first...
Yes, the vegan sausages are gluten-free.
Being my first Double Wars, I kind of want to see how everything works, even behind the scenes.
Perfect.
Everyone needs breakfast, so it's good to help.
Also, I like to help out, and I am new, so it's a way to meet people.
Perfect. Yeah. We have the special today is sausage, scrambled eggs, and leftovers, and oatmeal porridge. Other days we've had waffles. That's right. Mm. And how many people is 140 people are supposed to eat here today? I think so. I'll be back. I think we need to look into the vegan sausage. Yes, we looked into the vegan sausage situation, and it was indeed gluten-free. But then the day went on, and now it's another day, and I have found Bea.
Yes, yes, finally we have found each other.
Yes.
We have reconnected. So, we apparently have Skafte. Out on the field, because there's a tournament going on at the moment. We are standing fairly far away from it, we thought, but you can probably hear this anyway. So someone found Skafte and asked him to play some Star Wars music, because that's what we do in the SCA.
And from this well, ramblings, you can understand that we actually have an episode recorded on the Double Wars site at Double Wars. It's a wonderful day. It's a Thursday today, everything is on.
Over half the week has already passed, which is absolutely crazy.
And you came here on Friday.
I came here on Saturday evening.
Because it's like Friday to Sunday.
Friday evening till Sunday morning.
And a week in between.
9 days, exactly. I arrived Saturday evening, so most of the week I spent here. And now I'm beginning to feel that now you're getting into it. You're getting into the mood and like chilling and then it's almost over. But we have several more days to come.
Yeah.
Like we have War Day and we have stuff and so and now we've just hijacked a guest to our lovely podcast.
Yes.
Hello.
Who are you?
Hello, I'm Menja from Arni Metsä.
Wonderful to have you here.
It's and awesome to be here.
It is. And this is not your first Double Wars.
This is not my first Double Wars, no. And I have been hijacking the newcomers for Glada Rottan igår, and trying to hang around here. The weather is again.
What happened at Glada Rottan yesterday?
Oh, there was.
Wait, now we have one of the autocrats. Hang on, just a second. We're being interrupted. We have an autocrat. Gracias. Hello.
Really?
Hello.
Hello, ladies.
We're playing. We're recording an episode of the podcast somewhere in Nordmark.
Yeah. So please tell us.
Yes. How are you doing?
I'm doing excellent, of course, with these lovely people.
Thank you.
This lovely sight and all the interesting things that are happening.
I know, it's fantastic.
It's fantastic.
You look like you sort of had something to say. To report, was it for the listeners or was it just for us?
It was for you,
yeah.
Because soon it's the finals of the.
So we should be moving over to the tournament field.
Just field, before
you leave, how many people are actually here now?
About 360.
That's cool.
Give or
that
take.
Is a lot of people.
Yeah. Yes. So Double Wars is the largest event in Drachenwald.
Mm. Mm. Yes.
Yearly.
Largest
yearly.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Camping event.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm. Fantastic.
Mm, the best
fantastic
one, of course. Yeah. I'm sorry, I'm biased, but
you can be biased.
It's an awesome, it's a nice event. Thank you.
Well, thank
we're gonna
you
let you be on your way,
thank
and
you
we're gonna head over to
oh, yeah
look at the finals. Yes.
But first,
thank
what
you
happened at Gladeråttan?
Yeah.
Gladeråttan.
Yes, there was a lecture about sex and sexuality.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
In the Middle Ages, and right after that, there was a small lecture of sex toys.
Mm. Ah, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it was. A pleasurable night, and then the Gladeråttan opened for that one night.
Yes.
The secrecy
yes
lies
yes
around that store, and once a year we get to visit.
Yes.
Mm. Yeah.
And that's so the thing, you never know where, you never know when, it's always a big thing, boom, and then it just pops up.
Yeah.
Yeah, mm, yeah, and yeah that's why if you know where when it is, you're supposed to tell everyone you see, so that they can find their way there.
Exactly.
Adults. Yes.
I think we talked a bit about Gladeråttan at last year's Knäcke podcast.
We did also,
but in Swedish though, so English speaking listeners, well,
this is
Happy Rat.
Happy Rat is the great. Mm. We also had quite a bit of it in the episode from Luleå Medeltidslager.
Yes,
so we also visited the Gladeråttan.
Well, that is a topic you should visit every now and then.
I mean,
with all the naughty pins
exactly
and the knowledge shared
exactly yes
around
perfect
that.
Shall we move on to the
we should
to
totally
the,
head
thank
on
you
to the field. I'm just going to grab my drink over here.
Yeah. Oh, it's a lovely day, as I said. It's about, how warm is it? 15, 16 degrees?
No, I think a little bit cooler maybe. But it's the sun comes out now again. It's a little bit overcast. As soon as the sun comes out, it's really nice and warm. And then, so it's basically...
The worst thing here is pollen.
Yes, and there are some, I spotted some ticks and mosquitoes.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But other than that, I think we're... we're doing pretty well with everything.
Mm, yeah.
So, yeah. And, yep.
Yeah,
now we're
don't
moving
want ticks
closer to
yeah
them.
Perfect.
Sorry?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't like ticks.
No, me neither. I don't. I haven't found any on me.
Oh.
But I have seen them. I found them in my crisp bowl
ooh
the other day.
Ooh.
It was disgusting.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But, not. I haven't had any crawling on me. So that is a good thing.
That's a good thing.
Yeah. So...
We are closing into the list field. You hear
we
that
are,
on the on the happy shouting
yep
and the people, not dying in the background. But
well,
you know,
no, I mean
it's SEA.
Dying
you know
would be pretty bad.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Well, today is one of the what's it called
the market day. No,
it's yeah the what's the kind of tourney they have.
Oh, this is the auction.
The auction tourney.
Auction
yeah
tourney.
So yesterday we had an auction. So all the fighters had chosen a quote in Latin, and you was read the quote, and then you had to
people would bid for the it was an auction on the quote. So you didn't actually know which quote went with which fighter.
No.
So you bought the quote.
And the money, all the money went to the through Kingdom Travel Fund.
Precisely, precisely.
That's
so
good.
Yeah. Aye,
good populace, good fighters. In the first bout of the next round, His Majesty Drachenwald and Duke Spain.
Oh,
this is going to be interesting. Yeah.
Well, now you wish we had a television show, right?
Yeah, yeah, this would be nice. So we have Sir Odo doing the heralding for the tournament. Great voice.
And just a lot of cool fighters. So in the next round, we'll actually see His Majesty King Stigot and good old Sven.
And yes.
Yeah.
Good
that's
old
nice
Duke Sven.
Yeah. Oh, and the ladies are cheering here.
Yep.
Hmm?
good, especially good. The Princess of Nordmark seems to be very excited about this whole thing. So yeah.
Oh, you should see. It's just a lovely sight.
It's a lovely sight.
It's banners. It's people in
happy
lovely
people.
Costumes.
Yeah, and jumping around, waving around. Lots of people in armor. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Plenty of dogs. We have the market just next to the list field. So there's all the market day now going on. So lots of merchants, lots of bargaining, shopping, and things happening as well.
And as Gracia said, there are like 360 people here. Lots of people have come from overseas.
Yes,
we have a great big amount of people from the States and from Canada.
Yep.
A lot from well, not Sweden then.
No, but
Finland and Germany and Great Britain. Ireland.
We have one person from Switzerland.
Oh,
yeah. He introduces himself as a Swiss guy.
Oh,
because he's the one.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, we have a lot of people from different countries.
Oh, no, someone died. Who died?
Someone died. I think they both died, it seems.
Oh, they're dead.
Yeah.
Ah, well, just to be sure, your listeners, they are alive again.
Yes,
they
yes.
They do not die.
They died for a short while, and now they're not alive. Dead anymore, which is good.
Yeah.
So that means they can keep on fighting.
Mm-hmm.
And we appreciate that.
So, no dying.
No, we don't. We prefer our friends and the fighters not to actually die.
No,
exactly. Yeah, but
back to the people overseas. We have a lot of Americans, especially from Outlands.
I think the
banner of Outlands is waving just behind us here.
Yes, it is. It is. So we have, I think we have our lovely Mistress Mathilde to thank for this this group of Outlanders.
Oh yeah,
that has come here because she has made. She's been a very good. She's been very good at promoting this event to her friends from the Outlands.
Mm-hmm.
But we also have several. We have royals from the Outlands. We have royals from other kingdoms. Mm-hmm. So it's a lot of. And now I think we have someone visiting us from across the sea, joining the podcast.
Hello, what's your name and where you're from?
Hi there, my name is Aisha Al-Ramayana and I'm from the Outlands.
Wonderful. And this is the first time you are at Double Wars and in Nordmark?
Yes, it is.
Wonderful, wonderful.
What made you come here?
Why not?
That's a good answer, So how do you feel about this so far?
This feels so magical with everyone on this beautiful site with the grass and the trees, and everyone is so beautiful and welcoming.
Mm. Wonderful. Glad to hear that. Glad to hear that. We try our best, but it's really nice to have someone actually say that we sort of managed to do it. So, yeah.
Oh, no. I wouldn't say sort of. I would say you definitely managed to do it.
Thank you.
And especially I liked the translator for breakfast that taught us how to make official Swedish sandwiches.
Mm.
Very tasty.
That is good. Yeah. Mm-hmm. What did you have on your sandwiches then?
Butter and then liver pate, cheese, and cucumbers.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. Fantastic. Yeah. Yeah. And you did like it?
I loved it. Mm. I've had it for breakfast every day.
Ooh, good one. Good one.
How long have you been in the SCA?
I've been in the SCA since 1998.
So quite a while.
Quite a while.
Mm-hmm. Have you been visiting many other kingdoms other than your own?
Well, I started off playing in the mid realm, and then moved to the Outlands in 2019.
Okay,
but this is my first time playing overseas, and it's just delightful.
Cool. So this is your first visit in general overseas. Like, have you ever been to Europe before in other, like context?
I've been to Denmark before, but it was when I was 12.
Mm? Okay.
So this is my first. This is my first adult trip.
Yeah, and by your own choice.
Yes.
Oh, that's great. Lovely. Thank you so much for sharing.
Ask one more question. Yes. You're doing Minoan. That's not really common in Drakkamon.
Oh, true.
But you look, I mean, as I said, no television here. It's just radio. But you look stunning.
You do.
As a lovely blue top and a wraparound skirt. And you have a perfect tattoo as well. So how come you made the Minoan?
So I started out doing European 12th century, 13th century. And as you move on in your SCA career, you find that you're interested in sewing new clothes and new patterns. So I moved on to Persian for a little while. And then around 2018, I decided Penzig is really hot. And I am very sweaty. And what better clothing than something that is built for the Mediterranean. And so I started looking at Greek and Roman, but I just didn't feel comfortable in my own skin wearing those clothes. So I happened to see a museum piece by Dr. Bernice Jones, who has the book on Minoan clothing.
Yeah.
And I was so inspired, I just started digging into it. Mm. And a couple of years later, here we are.
Mm. Nice. Cool. I'm glad to hear that. Yeah. And it's also, it's lovely, as you said, Vanna, it's really nice to see someone with something different, also looking great like you do. Because here, lots of us do, we do Viking, we do 14th century, and then we do, well, 16th century.
Yeah.
It's kind of the three periods that are dominating in Drachenwald.
At the moment.
Yeah. I mean, the trends are. But yeah, you know, lots of wool, many layers to not get cold. So it's really refreshing and wonderful to see someone in something different. You're looking great.
Well, thank you so much, and thank you for having me.
No worries, thank you. Right, as we said, lots of visitors.
Yeah.
Yep, and the fighting keeps going. Yep. Now we have, I think we have Sir Atli.
Oh.
And someone else.
Well, we were talking about the auction. They were auctioned out.
Yes.
Not like slave labor, but you were betting.
You were betting. Absolutely.
You bought a fighter.
You bought a quote. Yes.
You bought a quote, and you realized what fighter it was.
Yep.
And then, if your fighter wins, you get to choose from a table of stuff that the people have donated.
Yes.
To the travel fund.
Mm.
So just. Not just buying stuff for the travel fund, but doing something fun around it.
Yep.
To make it fun.
Yep.
I mean, that's what we do. Make fun.
That is. Oh God, yes, it is. It totally is. So yeah, and I think this is a very fun way. If I don't remember it wrong, I think this is something that Jorulf and Märta stumbled upon when they were traveling in Lokak.
All right.
Nice. Several years ago. And they came upon one of these. I'm not 100% sure about this. We might have to ask them. But I know that they are running this auction and the tournament. So to do the whole quote thing and to let people actually bid on the quotes without knowing what fighter was behind that quote.
Nice.
We did have this happen at Double Wars maybe 10, 12 years ago. And I think this is the first time since then that it's been revived.
Perfect.
Yeah. Should we walk around the field a bit and see if we can find? See that we have Michal and Libby over there.
Oh,
maybe we should go and
go in that direction
and see if we can pin them down.
Yeah.
Or someone else.
Be fine.
Shiny.
Yes. As I said, this should be like television because this is so much glamour.
The podcast doesn't really do this justice.
No,
because you can't see all the splendor.
You need to come here.
All of you who are not here. So.
But here are two English speakers.
Here we have two wonderful, lovely English speaking people
that might want
to be on our podcast.
Yes.
Hello. Michal and Libby, would you please introduce yourself to our listeners?
Certainly. I am Michal Branagh.
You've been here before.
I've been here before. I've spoken in English on this before.
Yes.
And I'm from Insula Draconis, the Shire of Dunamara.
Lovely.
This is my third Double Wars.
Fantastic. And Libby.
And my name is Isabel Bickerstaff. I am from the Barony of Runtalen in the East Kingdom. So I'm a visitor from the far-off lands. And this is my fifth Double Wars.
It's your fifth Double
Wars.
It is. It's amazing. What makes you keep coming back?
Yeah.
This is going to sound trite, but it's the people.
Oh.
I know so many faces. I arrived here just before court, and I arrived in, and heads would turn, and then it would be a smile, and eyes would light up, and it's like, you know, your heart melts when, you know, kind of you come back to people that you know so well.
Yeah.
You know, it's really, ultimately the people. Mm. There's stuff to do as well. Mm. Everybody should come to Double Wars. It's fantastic.
It is.
Yeah.
And the same for me. I definitely go, this is the people. That's the reason that we keep coming back. Mm-hmm. The first time we came, it was just to see something a little bit different. Mm-hmm. We had heard a lot about the culture here, the garb, just the general feeling. So we're like, hey, let's try it out. And then we're like, let's go back. So that's why we're here.
Mm.
Cool. That's cool. So cool. Is there anything in particular, if you want to pick up like one or two things about this, except for, I mean, obviously the people, but if you were come here as a newcomer, never having been to Double Wars, like what would you say to people to make them come here in the first place? For me, I've got, especially if you're in the area of GERB, the GERB here is exceptional. It is definitely, I have a variety from across the time periods for the SEA period, and you get to see an examples of well-researched, well-sewn and put into practice GERB.
Mm.
So that's what I'm here for.
I have a few things, I suppose. I'm currently the archery marshal for Drachenwald, and I like to promote archery. And the archery here is so well organized. There's so many events going on. There's the 3D shoot. It takes 3 hours up through the forest, and there's also other aspects for youth, for everybody else.
Yeah.
You've got that. I also got involved in armored combat. And there are some unique aspects here, unique to the Nordics, in the, say, the Nordic 1000, which I think is a wonderful event. And you get so many fighters here that you wouldn't necessarily meet as somebody in a regional area of Drachenwald, and that's fantastic. Thirdly, then, there is the magnificent forest tent city. And that is an amazing thing to see for the first time when you come here. Just all the authentic medieval canvas just spread out among the birch trees is incredible.
Absolutely. I've been to some of the other big wars, and I just want to second what Michal says. When you walk into the period encampment, it's unlike anything that I've experienced elsewhere.
And the hot tubs. The hot tubs.
Oh, yeah. Should forget about the hot tubs and the Hobbit sauna. Mm-hmm. So it's also a good thing. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, if you worry about coming here and not being able to be clean, that you'll be fine.
Oh, yeah.
It's like the cool night. You can sit in the hot tubs. You can sit in the hot tubs behind court and actually sort of attend court whilst being in the hot tub, which is like it's a great experience. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's a huge part of it.
Absolutely.
And I also want to agree with both of you and just like second, third, the whole thing about the camp. With the streets built up where you like go in there and it's, as you say, it's like a city of the tents.
Mm-hmm.
With the streets, with street names.
I have a street.
You have a street. Mm-hmm. You have a street.
Danasveg,
yeah. So,
well,
I mean, it's a great thing, and it's like...
I'm a street girl.
Yeah. Good for you.
Leave that in.
Yes. Also walking through and smelling all the foods coming from the camp
and
seeing the people cooking on the elevated fires and... It's not a Coleman stove to be seen.
Mm. Yeah, no, I know. It's a cool thing. I do love the encampment. As we mentioned before, Vanna, you and I, we're kind of house girls. We stay in houses, in beds, not in tents, because that's not really...
On the other hand, all four of us are in beds. I actually
slept an hour in Jovi's tent yesterday. Wow. She was out fighting. Mm. I was like, wonderful.
Yeah. Fair play.
Yeah. Well,
waking up in a tent to the sound of rain is just... That's wonderful.
Mm. It is wonderful. But
on the other hand, waking up in the four in the morning and it's freezing cold and you want to go pee.
I agree.
That's not the best thing. But anyway,
so indoors is good.
Indoors is good. But yeah,
I've heard things about your room. Is it the craziest room of all?
I don't know if the craziest room of all, but it's very, very familiar.
Mm. We've sort of nicknamed it the dungeon right now because it has some feelings.
Absolutely,
maybe we shouldn't go into detail about why, but...
No, we shouldn't
go into
detail
about why. Knowing you guys, lucky you, or I mean, happy days, whatever.
Yeah. No. There's a great group in the room, and I think that comes back to the people thing. That
and we've been together
meet
for
people
years.
And you become friends, and then it's not like coming to some strange place anymore.
Yep.
It's like coming home for a little bit.
Even if there's people you only meet once a year, you can pick up conversations where you left them. Which is kind of nice.
It's the kind of
people.
It's wonderful. Mm-hmm. Yeah, very much so.
Yeah. And you can leave your baggage and your electronics at home.
Oh, yeah.
And just forget about the rest of the world. And it lasts more than a week.
Mm.
You know, it's a week, but it feels like you're here for ages.
Mm.
You know, and in good reason.
Yeah.
Not like solitary confinement.
Mm. That would have been
It's not solitary confinement. Not all.
Not all the time.
It's 360 people.
No, two. 360 of your best friends. Yeah. Is what we usually say. So.
Yes, absolutely.
Perfect.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you
for being part of it.
I wonder who should make a little short break here.
We do a short break and then we'll see if we can find some other people to talk to.
Yeah, thank you.
We'll be right back.
Hei, Kerttu tässä. Minä kuuntelen Nonstansi Nordmark-podcastia. Kuunteletan sinäkin.
Right. Ja, sådär. Well. We are back again.
Back again.
Ja.
The tourney is over.
Yes.
And won by Duke William.
Excellent. Well done, Duke William.
I wonder who bought him.
Crown Princess William. Prince William.
Yeah, Crown Prince. Crown Prince.
Prince. Not Princess. Prince.
No. Duke William.
All of the titles.
Yes.
I do not know who actually owned him.
No.
But someone happy, I guess. Sounds excellent. Well, are we going to? Should we see if we have some other people that we?
I think we should do.
Should interview.
And then we need to go to the Nordmark 40-year jubilee.
That is true.
As well.
Because there is a celebration going on somewhere, or will be going on. But why don't we just take a stroll around the market so we can actually just have a little chat about what we see around us.
We have historiska fynd there. Oh. They're selling all things lovely bronze.
Very very blingy things. So there is. Bronze and silver, anything from very Viking age, even earlier perhaps, up until the 16th century, I would say, just by looking at it. Many lovely things can be found at many markets around Nordmark, at least.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And also, Elna, I think you're selling your fabrics.
Yes, we have Elna from the Historical Fabric Store selling a lot of her wonderful, wonderful fabric and other things as well. Some textile things.
Is also here.
Yes, she is.
Alfhild is selling colors.
Ink and colors. Yes, exactly.
Made from medieval methods.
Exactly. Yes.
The corner. There's fighters doing pickups.
Yep.
Some fences.
Yep. So we can look at that as well.
We
have a lot of people selling their own like old stuff. So there's sort of a flea market going on as well.
I should be doing that.
So I know. We should sort of clean out some things and. Bring them here at some point. We have a person here that I have not seen around earlier that is making and selling books.
Yes.
Very, very lovely.
And we have Marlene making pottery.
Yes, she's got her sprang hairnets as well. So, so there is a great selection there. It looks like the amount of things on her table is a lot less than it was this morning. So I think she's done some good business.
The Baron has made the stamps for her. So
For sure. So, and we had a discussion. I'm going to order a little plate from her, and she's going to make it with the rose edge on mine. So it's going to be an extra fancy little plate there.
Perhaps we should talk a bit to the gentleman over there.
We can actually definitely speak to Robert of Canterbury, who we have here selling his lovely goods. A lot of jewellery, a lot of nice things here on the table. So we're going to see. He seems quite busy now with all his lots of people shopping from him. So we should we will return to him and see. If we can find something. We also have Sir Kroke, Count Kroke, hanging around doing all his leather crafts and stuff. Lots of people talking around here, so yeah. But there is a little leather. He also had a leather workshop earlier this morning about everybody being able to make leather things. Now we're moving up to Robert of Canterbury's table here.
Looking at discussing things with Mr. Signet.
Exactly. Looks like he's about to buy some lovely stuff here.
What do you call them? You put them on belts? Mounts.
Exactly. So
kind of cool.
He's got lots of brooches and he's got the lovely chains.
It's a beautiful medieval charge.
Thank you. No worries.
Thank you. Hello. We are here recording an episode of our podcast.
Oh, I see.
About the SEA and about Drachenwald. So we thought we might have a chance to have a chat with you about your lovely goods and everything that you're making.
Would you please introduce yourselves first so we get your name correct?
Within the society, yeah, I'm, of course, Robert of Canterbury.
Lovely. And what is it that we see here on your table, Robert?
You see the work of me wearing my other hat as Bespoke Pewter, available on all fine social media channels under that name.
Absolutely fantastic.
BespokePewter.com. Best to get these things in early. You see my work. It is pewter. It is made using the medieval method, so everything has been produced from a hand-carved negative stone mould in two or three parts as necessary. Most of it is copies of excellent medieval pieces. There is a reasonable amount of I made this for the SCA because there are no medieval examples of little garter pins painted up in the colours of the various dependents.
And I do.
From
you
and gave it to her.
Oh, yes,
and I wore it on Monday.
Yeah.
At the court, but you weren't there. But yes. So it's a beautiful item, and you have the different colors of the belts, of course,
exactly,
to represent the different people you may be attached to with your belt.
Exactly.
Yes. Yes.
As for the rest, pilgrim badges, livery badges, livery collars, chains of estate, spoons. I this is probably one of my favorite pieces. In Coventry, the Herbert Museum and Gallery excavated a 14th century pewterer's workshop's waste pit. There are a whole bunch of broken moulds in it. One of those moulds contains half a mould, it comes in two pieces, which is broken, leaving only three of these little flutes in it. It's fractured off at the line on the other two flutes. So I looked at it and went, it's a tiny cup. I looked at it and thought, what ought that to be? If I extrapolate that and take those to the mould edge, it gives me half of a lovely 10-sided cup.
Yep.
So I made it and it worked. It's the same size as the little cups in the Colmar treasure. From the same time period. Okay, we know they're drinking from little cups like that.
Yep.
What for? Who knows? But here it is. And because I use the same stone that the original mould is made from, I sourced it and dug it up and did things with it, I have found that it has started to fracture along those lines of division. So I'm kind of thinking, if it's failing in the same way, I may have got it right. So
excellent. It is a beautiful little cup. So it seems very reasonable.
It holds the same amount as a tablespoon.
Yeah.
It's about 15 mil, 18 mil, absolutely full. It's a nice portion of stuff to put in your mouth at one time. pardon me. It's discreet enough that if someone offers you their fabulous brew that they're very excited with, you can take a little taste of it, and if you have to throw it over your shoulder, it's not going to leave a big puddle.
Exactly.
It's a terribly perfect, useful
perfect for
thing.
A Brewers Guild meeting, testing stuff.
It's actually a very good thing to get.
It's quite popular with the Brewers Guild.
Yeah, I can absolutely imagine. So wonderful. Thank you so much for introducing all these lovely things that you're making. Thank you for making them and for being here. We're going to move on, see if we can find some other merchants and look at their goods. Thank you very much.
The only last thing I will say is that if there are people who are interested in pewter casting, then by all means drop me a line, because I am always happy to chat, share knowledge, spread stuff.
Wonderful. Thank you very much.
You're most welcome.
Thank you. We should move on and see who else we can find that will want to have a little chat with us in English, because that is the language that we work in at the moment.
Lots of Swedish, Finnish, and in some cases actually Danish.
Yes.
Merchants.
Precisely. So, but we will focus on the non-Swedish speaking merchants now, as it is what we do in this podcast at the moment. Some of the Swedish speakers we have already talked to before. So we can see if we can go find someone else. But the market is a bit quieter now. Seems that most people actually visited it before the tournament, in the morning. But we do have some lovely ladies over here selling some wonderful needle bound and some tablet woven bands. They also have some jewelry, lots of beads, some wonderful things in general. So yeah, and also some very nice emotional support animals they have here. So it's a, it's fun. I know they are gorgeous, absolutely beautiful, absolutely.
The Prince of Nordmark has one.
Oh, of course he does.
So you have to have one.
They are beautiful.
If you are noble, you have to have one.
That's so good. What we're doing here is we're recording an episode of the podcast somewhere in Drachenwald, or as it used to be called, somewhere in Nordmark. Okay. But since we're deceased and doing it in English, so that we can talk to all the people.
Well, she's doing it in German.
She's doing it. Well, we've done
doing it in
bits in German. We have done bits in other languages as well.
She's doing it in Bavarian.
Oh, in Bavarian even.
For you, I give you a special deal just because of that.
Thank you.
Because you've tried and succeeded.
So, please, lovely people, could you please introduce yourselves and tell us what we have here?
Yeah.
Who are you?
Yeah,
and
it's
your name?
Viking Bling Bling. I'm Leo Frick from the Athenaburg, and it's Viking Bling Bling for the.
From head to toe.
Yeah. Wonderful.
We have Viking friends and enemies.
I'm Elisa
von Bärenklau. Mm-hmm. And I've done the tablet weaving band. Mm-hmm. And I've tried to support my friends with all their endeavors. And I think I've succeeded. Because if you look at this table, it's full of, oh my God, schmuck treasure. Gorgeous pearls. And you've got all the knives that you want to stick into your enemies.
Yes, they are
for
very
your
pretty.
Bread. And I'm Celestria de Sierdren. We have an Etsy site where you
good,
can find
good.
All of our fun stuff as
and
well.
And what is the name of the Etsy
name
site?
The name of the site is Vala's Treasures.
Perfect. So you all got that now, Vala's Treasures. That's where you need to go. So what do you have? So we have seen the tablet woven bands, the ribbons, we have the beads.
The apron bead chains, we have nail bound hats, we have little
knives,
critters, stuffed animals in dragon shape to take with you. We have the dragon from the Never Ending Story.
I know, it's so cute.
We have knives, which Leo has made.
Mm-hmm.
We have a bit of bling.
The bronze bling.
And bronze
and
brass and
unique
silver.
Items. Unique items.
We have very unique items, which have been personally forms were created by me and Leo did the casting.
Wow.
We have some nail binding needles, which Leo.
And you have some earrings also with the beads there.
And some pendants that can be used as
pendants. Oh, yes, of course.
Or put on your bead chain. Yes.
Gorgeous.
Special.
How has sales been today then?
For me, it's been great. The bands are flying off.
Yeah, I was just passing here like an hour ago, and there were lots more bands on this table. So apparently,
that's a hot item at the moment.
Yeah.
The bad thing is it's a market, so I got to spend it all.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah, that's the problem with markets in general, that you get to sell stuff, but then all that money just goes to things. Merchant things that you want. It's like, I'll just go over here and spend all the money I just made. Yeah.
You should be able to just trade, right?
Yeah, sometimes that's actually a better deal.
Yes,
so,
I've done that once today.
Good.
Really, really good.
Yeah. Trading is always
with
super nice.
With another fantastic lady from Finland this time.
Yeah.
And you will see her later on.
Good.
But I have to say, every one of the market sellers is really, really nice.
Yes, I can only agree. We have been talking to some of them, some of them today, but also earlier in our Swedish-speaking episodes, we have talked to others. And in general, very nice and good stuff. Like you can find a lot of things that you need and want here. So
And we did have wonderful weather.
We were very lucky with this as well.
So who do we have to thank for?
Thor. Or the May count. So we have in Nordmark, we have the May Count tournament every year in May. And then the person who wins it will be the May Count for the rest of the year. And that person is responsible for the weather. So basically what you have to do as a populace to bribe that person with cookies, port, candy, snacks, whatever that person would want.
Okay.
And then, but then you can also hold them responsible for the weather. Yeah. So it's a good thing.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent.
It's actually, at the moment, it's actually Count Eiriker.
Oh, okay.
Who's, yeah. So... Make sure to stay friends with him, and we should be okay.
Yeah. Maybe. I gave him a hug this morning.
Good, good. That's obviously why the weather has been good today. So we're going to move on. Thank you so much for wanting to be part of the podcast. See you later.
Tack.
Cheers. Okay, we will move on. And see, hi.
Hi.
People are shouting at us, and they seem happy to see us. That's good. That is good. And here we have some other vendors, some of our friends from Finland. We are recording an episode of our podcast. So we are trying to talk to our guests from abroad, since we're now doing the podcast in English this season. So we can talk to everybody else who is not from Nordmark. So could you please introduce yourself and tell us what you have on this table here?
I'm Alienor de Florentia. Uh-huh. I come from Arnimetsä.
Fantastic.
And
we see a lot of
needlebound things, and I've been I'm learning to do the Finnish Iron Age bronze spiral decorations,
beautiful.
Which are stars and different kind of beautiful things to sew on your
your dress,
on your
garb,
on your garb, wherever you want. It's a shame that the Swedes don't understand the beauty of Finnish Iron Age clothing. Mm. Everybody's doing the Viking thing.
But I think, to be honest, this is even more beautiful. But it's also
the
whole thing of, like, exactly, it's different. And it's like, where do I start? Where do I need to make the garb? And also, you don't want to make it. So, because we have some of the lovely people in Arnemetsä who do this really well. And then
by the way, would that be a good topic on having a workshop in university?
Oh, it would. It would absolutely be a good topic.
Yeah.
That would be wonderful.
Yeah, because I'm planning to come to university.
Excellent. So now, lovely listeners,
university in Gothvik area in November.
November. Mm. Yes. So we're lucky. We might have a wonderful class in Finnish Iron Age and in the spiral.
Yes.
That would be fantastic. Mm. So yeah, good. So how has your day been? How was
my day? Been nice.
Yeah.
Meeting lots of friends, and then I've sold some of my stuff, so I have had the money to purchase things that I've been wanting and desiring for.
That
so it's
says.
Just
it sort of evens out.
But,
yes,
but I've gotten lots of things in return.
That's the good and bad things about thing about selling at the market.
The economy of it all.
Oh, it balances. It's a well balanced economy, in a way. Yes. Bring in some money and then give it to someone else.
Yes.
So that's a good thing.
And there are so many skilled artisans here.
Well, of course. So you just look at everything and go, oh, maybe I need that, or I should have, and it would be lovely to get that lot.
Support.
So. Yeah. Support each other. Definitely. Excellent. Yeah.
Keeping an eye on each other's stalls.
When you need to. Yeah, precisely. So, fine. Mm-hmm. Excellent. Thank you so much. Thanks for sharing what you have here. And we look forward to that class at university. Mm-hmm. So,
if the life doesn't put
Of course. Yeah, we're hoping for it. We keep our fingers crossed. Thank you very much. See you. Okie dokes.
I have someone we've known from before.
Someone who's been on the podcasts earlier.
Hello.
Autograph,
please.
Oh. Hello, who are you?
I'm important.
Oh.
No, impotent. That was one of those things. I was getting mixed up.
It's really hard to remember the difference between those two words. I think we have Master Aitzen here.
Yes, that's me. Sorry about the. I didn't know you were recording.
No, it's the.
Sorry about the smoking joke. We'll cut that out.
Hijacking people. No, we won't cut it out. Absolutely not. We don't have time for that.
No,
we don't. That's not how we work. So, yeah, no, we're just sort of strolling around the market.
Fantastic.
Talking to.
It's a lovely market, isn't it?
It's a lovely market. It's lovely.
You're busy all day. It's been fantastic.
Yeah, it seems like. And lots of people seem to be happy about the sales that they've made.
Yes. I'm sitting here for Baroness Estrid.
Yes.
Who's currently part of the Nordmark birthday celebration.
She
was the first Baroness of Nordmark.
Yes,
and I'm sitting here watching the bling.
Oh,
as it were.
And it is some lovely bling
she has.
I see that she has sold some of the Lindquist rings.
Yes, almost half of those
are
gone.
Yes, because there were several more when I passed her earlier. Yes.
The naughty ring is still here, which surprises me.
Oh yeah, it's a bit of a shame. It's a great ring.
It's a lovely
and also the lovely necklaces.
And there are slightly naughty coffee bean necklaces.
Yes, exactly. Oh, coffee beans.
Coffee beans. And that one is. is some kind of screwdriver.
Okay. Yes. Well, I mean, listening to the sex toy lecture yesterday at Glada Rottan, I have learned that objects shaped like that, they are actually, well, at least the ones that they found in wood, are part of a ship.
Oh, certainly.
That's how they are marked at the museum in Norway, anyway. Yes. So it's like part of ship, and it's a very clear penis-shaped object.
Well, maybe it was standard issue to have such things on ships.
I mean,
it makes sense.
Pretty long sails and boring trips and everything. I mean,
when you get those images of, you know, two ladies sharing a bed because they were too poor to afford a second one.
Oh yes, yeah. And all these friends living together for ages. They were best friends. Yeah, exactly. Without clothes on, and it was all just very.
But they couldn't afford clothes either, probably.
No.
Clothes were expensive.
It's very expensive.
To comfort each other.
Yes, absolutely.
That's wonderful, though. Yeah, wonderful tournament. That was really, really fun.
Yeah.
I saw some of the. It's really inspiring stuff. On every level. Great fighting, but also great people really just living up to the play of it and being
glad
wonderful
to hear
and magnificent.
It. Those are usually, the in my opinion, the best tournaments.
Yes.
There has to be a bit of a play and a bit of a game.
Yep.
I mean, the fighting, obviously, or fencing or whatever it is, but like there needs to be a bit of a fun part as well.
Absolutely.
And to think of the entertainment of the audience.
Yes.
That's a good
one. One of my favorites was Ludovic being thrown to the ground from his pole arm and then wrestling ugly, and the two of them with armor pieces flying off, having to be separated by the marshals using sticks.
I actually saw that. It was interesting.
Yes,
that sounds grand.
It was very grand indeed. Oh. And lots of giggling going on at the same time.
No surprise there.
Yes.
Which
left the king the victor. Of that particular round.
Yeah. Very happy.
Very appropriate.
Amazing.
Cool. We should probably head off to the
celebrations, the Nordmark celebrations.
Enjoy that. Enjoy.
Thank you so much for being part of this episode.
Thank you. And everyone come and see us in Heartlands. We had a nice big heart. Well, the biggest camp at this level was the Heartlands and Asphalt camp. So come down and see us.
Absolutely.
In Germany, Belgium, Netherlands, Austria, Bulgaria, all these wonderful places.
Fantastic. See you later.
Bye-bye.
Right, so we are now moving away to try and find the celebrations. Which I think are supposed to be at the town square.
I mean, Nordmark has been around for 40 years then. I mean, the SCA has been around since 66, and SCA came to Nordmark in 1984.
So it's been a while. So we're having a lot of these different celebrations now since we had.
Does that mean we're getting old?
No, I don't think so. No, because I mean we had the 30-year celebrate the Drachenwald Kingdom 30-year celebration
last summer.
So and now
when you stepped
it's,
down.
Yes, when I stepped out. And by the way, that was speaking of fighting and making it fun. There was the tournament there that Master Eighth Fan organized
with the rubber chicken
but because you and me were there as the roses or like the last queen or the first one to sort of support that, and we had was a hilarious tournament. That was a blast, and everybody just went for it completely with all the weapons and the rubber chickens and everything else, and it was just complete madness. Very much what this society is about. I would say. So now we're moving through a very quiet part of the we're moving from the list and market field
Between the houses and down to
the camping area to the camp.
See if they have
to find see if we can find some people and some cake.
Ah, there they are.
And I see it's a huge group of people.
Yes.
And they're all lining up to get the cake.
Yeah.
It's lots of people. Lots of people. Yeah, and they're all like just lining up and looking at the cake, and there are so many different types of cake. This looks fantastic.
Yeah, they ordered a princess cake from a bakery.
It looks like it's maybe the blueberry princess cake.
Yes, it is blue. Yeah. And then Katarina Krognos made another cake as well. She's cutting from.
There. And they have a bunch of cakes over at the other table. Here comes Mathilde. dressed in Nordmark's colors.
She has Nordmark colors in her wonderful robe.
It was an accident.
So we are currently recording.
I leave you. I'm going to.
We are recording a podcast episode. So we're just moving around. We've been at the market and talking to the non-Nordmark merchants.
You do a podcast?
Yeah, we're doing it. Yeah, we're doing it right now. Oh, you haven't heard of it? Says one of our most faithful audience persons. So this is going to probably be the last part of today's episode.
We don't know that yet. At least the last part we record today.
No, possibly.
Plenty of days.
But it also depends on how much. We can find so many interesting people to talk to. So we're just standing here looking at all these lovely people with the lovely cake.
Yeah, I think we have to do three cheers for Nordmark.
Hurrah,
go and get some cake.
I think we should. So we'll just leave you for a moment, our dear audience, and we'll grab some cake and talk to you later.
You see us.
That was a long day.
It was a really, really long day. But we're not at the end yet, actually.
No, go on.
We still have some hours to go, possibly.
And a vigil.
And a vigil and cocktails. Gin and tonics in Camp Cocktail.
And mosquitoes.
We're sitting out at the List Field just after court, and the mosquitoes have started gathering. I think we're a few people here, and I don't think that any of us put on any mosquito repellent.
My mosquito repellent is still in my bag.
Mine is on a table in my room, but I mean, it doesn't have much if we forget to put it on. So maybe that will be a thing before heading down to.
So if you want to come visit Nordmark, just bring their mosquito repellent.
That would be a good thing. I mean, if you come for winter events at, say, Lucia, you don't really need to think about it. But anything from sort of April until October-ish, mosquito repellent, sunblock, and electrolytes. Good thing. So, like anywhere else. Have you had a good day, Vanna?
I've had a really good day.
Awesome.
It was crowned with a panto. We finished off with a panto before court.
And also you and me, as completely objective people in this, can say that it was brilliant.
Because
we were absolutely not in it or responsible for writing it.
No, absolutely not.
So, but we, I think we did well. People laughed. Yeah, people seemed to get the jokes. There was Benny Hill music and some lots of slapstick. Benny Hill music makes everything funnier.
Yay. And if you enjoyed this show, please write to us at någonstans i Nordmark at gmail.com.
You can also find our Facebook page, någonstans i Nordmark. And send us a message at Messenger or write on the page or whatever. Comment on something. It's the good ways to contact us. I think email is probably the easiest way. So please do that. And also a reminder of that there is a Redbubble web shop where you can get our merch.
Yes.
Yeah, we forgot to mention that for a while.
We have lots of merch.
But just
that's fun.
Yes, Google någonstans i Nordmark Redbubble and you will find the web shop, I think.
It's enough Googling Nordmark in at Redbubble.
So excellent. So that's one way to do it. So I hope you enjoyed this episode at the Double Wars in Anno Societatis 59,
which is
Aslix. We'll be back in a few weeks with more for you.
Bye.
Okay, see you. Bye.
Hej, det här är Hartman Rogge som ska göra en kort sammanfattning på svenska. Jag vet egentligen inte vad de har pratat om, för jag har faktiskt inte hört någonting. Så att sammanfattningen blir väldigt kort och inte så innehållsrik. Men det var säkert roligt den här gången också. Mer från någonstans i Nordmark på samma kanal vid nästa tillfälle. Tack så mycket!